The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
It'll be for you, Reenie. R. Colcliffe, same surname, same initial. It'll be for you.
It says Mr. R. Colcliffe.
It'll be a mistake. Who'd write to me? Nobody writes me these days.
It looks as if it's from the hospital.
Oh, well, could be, I suppose. Well, you open it.
No, honestly. It's from the Awood. It's an appointment to start some physiotherapy.
Oh, nay, what's the use?
I tell you what the use is. It's to get you better and moving about again. Where's all that determination you had when you started?
I hadn't come to terms with it then.
Come to terms with what? You don't strike me as having come to terms without, except being permanently miserable.
I shall never walk again, and that's that.
Oh, Ray Colcliffe, I could shake you.
Well, why has it taken all this long to get an appointment at the Awood then? You tell me that. If they thought there were any chance, they'd have had me in straight away.
You know very well they said you had to wait till you were in a stable condition before they could start intensive treatment. And has it struck you that there might be others in the same boat? That there might be a queue? You're not the only man in the world that's paralysed, you know.
Stop getting at me. It's bad enough without that.
Oh, you need getting at. Anyway, it's me day off and I promised you a trip into the city centre to buy you them new trousers you've been on about.
Yeah, I don't know as I won't go after all. What I've got'll do. They're good enough where I've got go.
Oh, that weren't what you were saying the other week.
Where do I ever go? Out in the back garden or a trip down the canal? You don't have to be at the height of fashion for that.
Well, perhaps if your clothes fitted better, you'd feel more like going out. And in any case, you've got to start going up the Awood now.
Nay.
Oh, I'm not taking any more of this, Ray Colcliffe. You're going shopping whether you like it or not. So get yourself ready and we'll be off.
It's a long way into city centre.
No, it's not. It's a nice day. It'll be a pleasant stroll. I'll push you there and we'll get a taxi back.
You want to push me? I'm quite capable of pushing me sen, thank you.
Oh, just as you like. Oh, I feel daft just walking behind you. I should feel more with you if I could push.
I don't need pushing. I can wheel me sen. Oh. Why don't you walk at the side of me instead of behind?
Well, every time I do, somebody comes along going the other way. And there ain't room on the pavement. Wheelchair takes up so much space. So I have to drop back.
Well, I don't see why. Let them give way to you.
Oh, I can't force them into the road. Not with all this traffic. Oh, it's terrible, the traffic. It gets worse all the time.
Anyway, where's the first stop?
Post office. I've got to send this form off and I've run out of stamps.
Right, into the post office then. Oh, heck.
What is it?
The steps. How am I going to get wheelchair up steps?
Ah, this is where I get my chance to push you. Oh, I forgot to write the address on this envelope.
Well, you do that, love, while I go and get the stamps.
Can you manage going round all them rails?
Well, I'll have a go anyway. What do you want?
Oh, get a couple of books, one of each.
Please.
Two books of stamps, please, one of each.
Next, please.
I'm next, I'm here already.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you down there.
Two books of stamps, one of each.
Can you speak through the grill? I can't hear you.
How can I?
Sorry?
Two books of stamps.
Ray?
No need to shout. What price?
Excuse me, let me get them. Two books, one of each.
You'd no need do that, I could have got them. She must have been deaf.
They can only hear if you talk through the grill.
Well, how can I?
Oh, come on, let's go.
Oh, I can manage.
Ray?
Oh, heck no, I can't manage. There's a steps go down again.
Nev, I don't know why you and me gran are sat here staring at that incubator. I mean, what good does it do?
I want to be with her, Cheryl. I want to be with my baby.
It's morbid.
Somebody ought to be with her.
Meaning me?
It's a bit of company for her.
She doesn't know you're here. She's unconscious.
Oh, she knows. She knows, all right.
How is she, anyway?
She stopped having fits. I don't know if that's a good sign or not.
She's gone very quiet and peaceful.
Get a chair, Doc, and sit down. Stop pacing.
I can't. I can't be still. And everywhere I go, there's mothers with babies. All nursing babies, all looking happy. Why can they have babies and not me? Why does it have to be me?
Cheryl.
come on, Doug. Time to stretch my legs. Let's go and find a cup of tea. Shall we bring one back for you, Lev?
No, I'll get one later.
Oh, it's like being in the Krypton Factor. This is one obstacle course after another.
Oh, I could do with a sit down, Ray. Pulling against this seat. Oh, it's an half hard work pushing you round Anley. Oh, that's better. Oh,
there were me thinking I could manage on my own. But no way could I have got up and down them curbs if you hadn't been here, Duck. Why do they have to build curbs as high as that? And why don't they drop them at crossing places? Why, it's not just wheelchair users and the blinders would be glad of that. Old folks and kiddies would be glad and all.
Oh, I reckon they've always been like that and nobody thought to alter them.
Aye, but where they have thought about it, it's only half-baked. I mean, look at that ramp going down into the market. Having a ramp's brilliant, but it's that steep you can't get down without power brakes. And coming out's like going up Mow Cop. You could roll back and finish up in the fruit and veg store.
Knocking down anybody who's happened to be in your path.
Aye, then there's this pedestrianisation lark. It's so great not having so much traffic deal with and somewhere to sit down, but why on earth they made it smooth? I felt as though I were working a road drill coming across here.
You were shaking up and down like a jelly on a plate.
Ah, and you know, once your wheelchair's bouncing up and down like that, you only got to hit a rut and you could fall out. Lethal.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd have somebody in charge of seeing that at least new buildings had proper facilities. Damn worn out. And we hadn't even started shopping yet.
Nobody's sitting here, are they?
Not as far as I can see.
Oh, I'll take weight off my legs. What's the matter with you, then?
What's the matter with me?
Being in a wheelchair.
Oh, that. Had an accident.
Oh, accident were it. How long have you been like it?
Few months.
My Uncle Fred's in a wheelchair. Do you know him?
How the heck should I know your Uncle Fred?
Oh, well, I thought you'd all know each other, all you disabled like. There was another one of you Uncle Fred used to know. What were his name? Oh,
another one of us.
Oh, but you probably wouldn't know him anyway, because he got better.
Oh, he got better, did he?
Now, what were his name? Oh, Donnet, come to me.
Oh, I want to be the only thing that'll come to you.
Oh, is that the time? Come on, Ray, we've got to get moving. Ta-ra. Nice talking to you.
Oh, ta-ra, Duck. Don't let it get you down.
Hey, don't you wheel me off like that.
I'm wheeling you off for your own good.
Oh, poking her nose in, asking personal questions. She were talking as if I were a different life form. Any more, I should have clonked her one.
That's why I wheeled you off. She didn't mean out by it. People just don't think.
Ah, well, maybe it's time they did.
You'd be the same before you had your accident.
Ah, I'll tell you one thing, though. If I ever do get better, I shan't be the same in the future. Now stop pushing and let me wheel Miss Sen. And let's get in a clothes shop.
Oh, this is better. A bit more space.
Aye, it was like going into the jungle in that last shop. Rails were that close together. Once I got in, I was stuck.
I thought I'd lost you. You disappeared altogether. Oh, it's daft the way they try and cram so much in. Well,
they've certainly done a cater for wheelchair users.
How about these, Duck? Are these the sort of trousers you're after?
Them will do. Are they the right waist measurement, though, and the right leg length?
Well, they're what we measured at home. Perhaps you'd be best trying them on. Make certain.
Ah, give them here, then. Where's changing cubicle?
Oh, dear. Will you get in there? It's not very big.
Perhaps if I manoeuvre in backwards, like parking a car.
Here, let me hold the curtain for you. Are you in?
Oh, I think so. As far in as I can get.
Shall I help you?
How can you help me? There ain't a room for you and all. Oh. Look, hold that curtain across, else I shall get done for indecent exposure.
Nev, cup of tea, two sugars.
I know you said you didn't want one, but we thought while we were down there... Is something wrong, Nev?
Cheryl, Doc. I've just been talking to the doctor. He says the baby's very poorly.
We know that.
Not just very poorly. More than that.
You mean she's got worse? Is that what you're saying, Nev? That she's got a lot worse?
That's about it, Gran. He says she's not breathing on her own anymore and hasn't been for 24 hours. All that's keeping her alive is the ventilator.
Oh, Lord. I know what this is leading up to.
He says that from a medical point of view...
They're going to switch her off, aren't they? They're going to switch her off and let her die.
He says it's the best thing for her.
How does he know?
We've got to give our agreement.
Why put it on us? If they know best, let them get on with it.
It's best thing, love. We've all known it might come to this. You've got to make your mind up to it.
I'm ready to give my agreement. It's up to you now, Cheryl.
Why is it me? It's got his sake. Let her die. Why me?
It's not just you, Duck. It's both of us. He says he can take her out of the machine and we can hold her for the last half hour. It'd take her about 20 minutes to half an hour to...
No! I don't want her older. I don't want her older and watch her die.
Well, I will. I'll hold her. I've been sat there at the side of the incubator wanting to hold her ever since you were born. And even if...
Cheryl, it's not too late to have her baptised. During that last half hour, I'm sure we could do it in the hospital with that nice chaplain.
It don't mean out, Gran.
It means something to me. Will you do it for my sake?
Oh, you all do whatever you want to do. Just get on with it.
Oh, bless you, sweetheart. I'll go and get chaplain. Oh, and Nev.
Yeah?
Give Irene and Ray a ring. See if they can come.
Oh, I thought we were going to be stuck in that shop forever. And I thought you were going to blow up at that shop assistant.
I should think so, when she said, "Do the trousers fit in, madam?" as though I were incapable of answering for myself.
Oh, well, I told her. I said, "Don't ask me, ask him." She didn't know where to put herself then.
What with that and getting it round the head with that shopping bag.
Anyway, we've got your trousers and that all that matters.
Aye, let's get home now for some lunch.
I'm worried about our Cheryl and that baby. I must go up to the hospital again as soon as I got you home.
Aye, and hope you have a bite to eat first and a rest.
Maybe. But I don't like leaving her on her own at a time like this.
She's got Neville and your mum. You've been there every spare minute since baby were born.
I know. But it's the one minute you're not there. As soon as you turn your back...
That were a real nice christening. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad I was able to be here.
I think Charlotte...
Yes, I think she is dead now.
I'll go and fetch a doctor. He's just outside. Will you hold her, Cheryl? Just
I don't want her older.
Give her it, Nev. I'll give her a little cuddle. There.
I'll get the doctor.
How can you, Gran? It's morbid. She's dead.
She would have been a pretty little thing.
Yes. I think she favours our side of the family.
What will he do, the doctor, when he comes?
Well... When you're ready, but not until, he'll take the baby to another part of the hospital.
Another part? What do you mean? Where will he take her?
They'll take her to the mortuary.
You mean put her in a fridge?
Oh, Cheryl.
Yes, if you like to think of it like that. But at any time before the funeral, if you want to come and see the baby, you must just get in touch with me. I'll arrange for her to be in the Chapel of Rest. Any time.
Do they, is the...
Oh, she'll be in her little baby grow in a Moses basket.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice? There's nothing nice about it at all. It's horrible. Horrible.
Oh, no.
Who were that on the phone?
It were Nev ringing from the hospital.
Oh, aye.
Baby's dead. They tried to get us before, but we were out. They had a little christening ceremony. Wanted us there. Oh, Ray.
Hey, come here, Duck. Let me put my arms round you.
Oh, the thing is, I blame myself.
Now, come on, don't be daft.
Well, I knew the dangers of heavy smoking. I knew what could happen. I should have been more... Oh, I don't know. I should have put my foot down.
Come on, you nagged her non-stop. If you'd nagged her anymore, she'd have stopped coming.
No, I'm sure I could have done more. I've been too bound up in myself, me problems at the clinic and worrying about you.
You've had a lot on your plate, Duck, and you can't do everything. And I've not helped. If anybody's at fault, it's me. Because if you've been bound up in yourself, what have I been? Full of despair, full of self-pity, writing diaries here. Yeah, that goes in the dustbin for a start. Rini, I've been ignoring my responsibilities. Because it's not just Cheryl, it's Wendy and Mark and all. This family's falling apart. And even if I am in a wheelchair, I'm still the head of this family. And it's time I took control again.
If you've been affected by today's storyline in the Colcloughs and would like support or information about the loss of a child, then please contact Child Bereavement UK on 0800 02 888 40. Joyce Holliday wrote today's episode of The Colcloughs, which was devised by Tony Perrin. The serial is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Colcloughs return with another episode on Monday.